When you ask Kitty Lambert-Rudd, president of Outspoken for Equality in Buffalo, if the battle for the LGBT community is over, here is how she responded.
Giant in, oh, no, 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 no. We still have to, on a state level, we still have to get gender protection passed.
Lambert-Rudd says they will be looking for new state legislation called transgender protection.
That very specifically name transgendered individuals and list them as a class of individuals that need protection. It's one of the problems the old bill had. It didn't list a class of individuals to protect, so it was just kind of a nice, fluffy piece of legislation.
And Lambert-Rudd says on a federal level, they're awaiting the Employment Non-Discrimination Act that would protect LGBT workers.
Gays and lesbians can still be terminated from their job, as can transgendered individuals. And we need to put a stop to that. On a federal level, we're looking, we're still hoping that Al Franken, Senator Franken, who had pinned the SINDA Act, the Student Non-Discrimination Act, will continue to aggressively push that piece of legislation through, which protects our children from the time they enter public school to the time that they leave college.
Lambert-Rudd and her spouse Cheryl Rudd were one of the first couples to marry when New York State legalized gay marriage. They will be celebrating their second wedding anniversary July 24th. She emotionally reflected on that day and the time that has passed.
And on the inside of our wedding invitation, it said, "It was so worth the fight." And it has been. I think it has been not just because my wife and I were able to get married, but because so many of our friends were able to get married. I think the only heartbreak in this is how many of us didn't live to see this day.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.